Establish the framework for the item. For your business to succeed, it's crucial that customers quickly grasp what your product does, how it stands out, and why it matters to them. Good positioning attracts the right customers, making your sales efforts more efficient. Otherwise, you risk wasting time on customers who don't really match your product and will likely choose a competitor who fits their needs better. Think of positioning your product like introducing the setting at the start of a movie. When people encounter a new product, they look for clues, like messaging, pricing, features, branding, and partnerships, to understand what the product is, who it's for, and why they should care. These elements help create a clear picture and set the right expectations. Watch out for the pitfalls. Companies often fall into two common traps when positioning their products. If you can't reframe your product's description to align with what it truly offers, you risk limiting yourself to an outdated perspective. The journey from a simple idea to a final product is complex. We start with a vision, then experiment with prototypes, tweak features based on feedback, and continually integrate new concepts. This iterative process often leads the final product to be quite different from the initial concept, but this shift happens so subtly that it might go unnoticed by its creators. This can lead to confusion among customers if the product's presentation doesn't match its actual use. Furthermore, a product may become outdated if a company fails to update how it's positioned as market dynamics change. Sticking too closely to the original product image without adapting to market evolution is a common pitfall. Positioning should be a deliberate and strategic process, requiring dedication and a systematic approach to stay in tune with both the product's development and market trends. Elements of strategic placement. Positioning involves five key elements that explain what a company offers, its unique edge, who it aims to serve, and the market it wants to dominate. 1. Competitive alternatives. Think about what people would choose if your product didn't exist. Understanding your competitors helps you know how your product stacks up and convinces customers it's the best option. 2. Unique attributes. These are the special traits that set your product apart from others. Whether it's a technical feature or particular expertise, these qualities make your product stand out. 3. Value. This is the advantage your unique traits offer to customers. Make sure the benefits of your product are solid and verifiable, backed by customer reviews or expert opinions. 4. Target market characteristics. Focus on specific buyers if you run a small business. Identify who these customers are and what makes them unique. The ideal customers make quick decisions, rarely ask for discounts, and recommend your products to others. 5. Market category. This helps your potential customers understand the value you provide by categorizing your product. When placed in the right category, customers form the correct expectations about your product's features and price, making your marketing more effective and less about correcting wrong impressions. Relevant trends. Think of trends as a bonus feature. They help customers understand what your product does and why it's relevant now. After mapping out these elements of positioning, combine them to really stand out in the market. Positioning can be tricky, but a good strategy is to look at what's working and figure out why. This helps pinpoint who your ideal customers are and what they value most about your product. Start by listing your top customers. Targeting similar customers usually leads to the best results. Build a successful product positioning strategy. Creating a successful product positioning strategy is a team effort involving sales, marketing, product development, and customer support. Each team brings its unique perspective, revealing how customers actually perceive and use the product, and uncovering any false beliefs about the product's features, benefits, and target audience. The goal is to shape a product image that everyone in the company supports and understands. The business leader should spearhead this process, with help from an expert facilitator. It's tough to tackle big strategy discussions internally, so an external facilitator is key. They should challenge any deep-seated beliefs that seem set in stone. Even if a product was initially designed for a specific market, it's important to stay open to the possibility that it may be better suited to a different audience now. Competitive choices and distinctive features. To position your product effectively, start by listing the competitors and pinpoint exactly how your product stands out. Focus on clear benefits that matter to your ideal customers, like a 15-megapixel camera or one-click installation. Validate these strengths through user feedback and expert reviews, showing without doubt why your product is the top choice. Remember, the key is to clearly showcase the unique perks of your product based on what your customers truly care about. Convert qualities into worth. To effectively sell a product, it's crucial to connect its features to actual customer benefits and values. For example, a camera with 15 megapixels doesn't just offer more pixels, it means customers get clearer photos, even when zoomed in. This clarity is the real value to the customer. Understanding who will value these benefits is also essential. Marketing shouldn't just focus on general demographics but should also consider what other brands' customers like, where they shop, their jobs, and their personal interests like music or movies. For businesses, consider their sales strategies, other products they buy, and the skills their staff have or lack. Targeting your marketing efforts towards customers who resemble your best ones can be very efficient. However, for a customer segment to be worth the focus, it needs to be big enough to meet your business goals and have significant, common needs that aren't being met elsewhere. Select a business perspective. Choosing the right market frame of reference is crucial for communicating your value to customers effectively. You can enter a market in three main ways. 1. Compete in an existing market. This means you're joining a market where competitors are already established. Customers are familiar with existing solutions. Your goal is to quickly prove your product is better by showing clear, verifiable evidence of your strengths. 2. Target a subsegment of an existing market. Here, you focus on a smaller portion of a market that might be overlooked by bigger players. By addressing unique needs within this subsegment, you can quickly gain traction and build your presence. It's crucial that this subsegment is large enough to help you achieve your goals. To stand out, you should show why the general solutions are not suitable for these specific needs and provide a superior, hard-to-copy alternative. 3. Create a new market. This strategy involves introducing a completely new category that doesn't currently exist. This approach can be disruptive, often driven by new technology or significant changes. You'll need to educate consumers about why this new market is necessary and why existing solutions aren't sufficient. This is the hardest approach, as it requires a lot of effort and resources to convince the market and establish yourself as a leader. Using this strategy, you create a new market that highlights your strengths and addresses your weaknesses. Changing how people see the market once it's set is tough. Companies that successfully introduce a new category to customers are well-placed to lead it both now and in the future. This approach is challenging because you're starting from scratch. You need to make people understand why this new category is needed and why existing solutions don't work for their problems. You also have to show why you're the best in this new category. This process needs a strong and steady effort to change how people think. It's usually best for well-established companies with enough resources to educate the market and build a leadership position. For smaller businesses, it requires wealthy and patient investors to handle the time and cost involved in shifting the market's mindset. Announce the updated strategy. Once you've figured out how to position your company, create a one-page summary that's easy to share with your whole team. This will guide the marketing, sales, and product development teams. Next, craft a sales story that shows how your product fits the new positioning. Start with the problem your product solves. Highlight how customers are currently trying to solve this problem and why these methods aren't working. Then, discuss what would make an ideal solution before introducing your product. Explain where it fits in the market and the benefits it offers. Finish by telling the customer what you want them to do next. This story helps your marketing team develop clear, consistent messages for ads, websites, and other sales materials. Creating a messaging document ensures everyone uses the same language, keeping your company's messaging on track. Key points. 1. Position your product clearly to attract the right customers and avoid wasted sales efforts. 2. Regularly update your product's positioning to match its evolving features and market trends. 3. Identify competitors, unique traits, value, target market, and category for strategic placement. 4. Form a team across departments to align and refine product perception and strategy. 5. Highlight clear, customer-focused benefits to showcase your product's unique value. 6. Choose the right market strategy, compete, subsegment, or create a new market. 7. Create and share a one-page summary and consistent sales story to guide all teams.